Good morning. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, and it's obvious we're in the Harmattan season. Everywhere is cold, dusty, and dry. So this is the time to drink more water, to cover your nose and mouth with a face mask when it is dusty, and if possible, reduce outdoor activities to avoid dust inhalation. So I guess this is the period where nobody has to force you to wear your face mask because it's very, very important. Wear clothes that keep your body warm, and also use moisturizers to prevent dry skin, and use a lip balm to prevent cracked lips. So those are a few tips to stay healthy during this Harmattan season. Yeah, I know, you're welcome. You're very welcome. So you're welcome to another exciting episode on the Realities of the 20s podcast. If you're just joining us, my name is Precious Brown, and I'm the host of this amazing podcast where I talk, share, and discuss about all things 20s. Without further ado, let's get into the business of the day. Today, we'll be talking about depression. I said we because I am not here alone. I have a guest on the show, a very, very important guest. And my guest today is a registered mental health nurse at the University Teaching Hospital, Ibadan, Nigeria. A very warm welcome to you, Mrs. Funke Ekunade. Am I right?
Yes, you're very correct.
You're very welcome, Ma. It's so good to have you on the show.
Same here, darling.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. So before you start dishing out your words of wisdom, can you just introduce yourself again to the people listening?
Okay, thank you. My name is Mrs. Ekunade Olufunke. Mm-hmm. I'm a registered nurse and a registered mental health nurse in University College Hospital. I've worked in child and adolescent mental health ward, and I'm currently working in female mental health ward.
Hey, Opo. You're welcome, ma. Thank you so much for giving your time to come on
my
the show.
Pleasure.
So, as you know, ma, you know that suicide has become the order of the day amongst youths, especially. And they said, from my research, I heard that depression is one of the leading causes of suicide, and suicide is one of the fastest leading causes of death amongst 15 to 29 years old, especially. So I wanted you to just share briefly with us what the causes of what is depression, what causes depression. And you know, there's a most recent case of a guy called Dele Bamdele, who, God bless his soul, was battling with depression for over 7 years, and nobody knew about it. He was still, you know, acting normally. He was, you know, socializing. There was nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with him until the day he eventually took his own life. So, Ma, could you just tell us that, tell us more about depression, because I know that you deal a lot with mental issues. So what actually is depression?
Yes, thank you very much, Precious.
Yes, ma'am.
To start with, you are very correct saying that suicidal attempt is rampant amongst adolescents. I can say that during my 3-4 years working as a nurse in adolescent ward, where we have undergraduates, we have alarming rates at which young adults and teenagers end their lives, and they are depressive patients. And we actually know that they've been depressed for so long. It's either they don't know, as they always say, knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. People tend not to pay attention to people's mood and all that. But let me just talk basically on depression. Depression is a mental health disorder characterized by persistently depressed mood. I am saying persistently because it is normal once in a while for you to be depressed. Okay. But when it is persistent, that is when it can be characterized as a mental health disorder, or loss of interest in activities that are actually a form of in pleasurable activities, so to say.
Okay.
Like, for example, you like singing, everybody knows you to like singing, and all of a sudden you just lost interest, total interest in it. You know, it's an alarming sign that there's depression. So it is a mental health disorder characterized by persistently depressed mood or loss of interest in pleasurable activities, which causes significant impairment in daily activities. What are the daily activities? Self-care, grooming activities, like responding to your personal hygiene.
Okay.
There will be a significant impairment there. Someone that you know dresses very well, stop dressing very well, stop paying attention to the hair, to so many things that the person does before. So it has a significant impairment in daily activities. Well, there is no cause of depression, so to say. We call it idiopathic. We don't have a specific cause, but there are possible causes, which may include a combination of biological, psychological, and social sources. When I talk about biological, I'm talking about hormones, okay. Hormonal imbalances, side effects or adverse effects of some drugs, you know, neurotransmitters. There are neurotransmitters in the brain that helps in transmission of information. I don't want you to bore you with that. We have serotonin, dopamine, and the like.
Okay.
So when they are low, that is when depression sets in. So those are the biological causes of depression. And we have psychological and social sources. That is where we can bottle them down to stressors such as failure in school. The one which is rampant amongst adolescents is probably heartbreak, failure, persistent failure. Persistent failure, loss of loved ones, grieved, and so on and so forth. I don't want us to limit it to adolescents, although it is rampant amongst them because people do not usually see it in them. It's also happening amongst young adulthood and even older people. But it is more rampant amongst adolescents now because they use negative means of addressing it. So, signs and symptoms. There is persistent, uncontrollable feeling of sadness. You just say that you are sad for no reason. Sometimes something happens to you that, okay, you feel sad, but when it is persistent and is uncontrollable, that is depression. Loss of interest in pleasurable activities, as I've said when defining what depression is. Change in sleep pattern, weight loss, loss of appetite. That is where you see the person is just losing weight because the person is not eating. The person is not eating and is exhibiting so many physical activities. Sluggishness. The person will just be trying to drag. You know, when you're fed up of some things, you're not up and doing. Mm-hmm. You're sluggish, active. Not active. There's not active. Hopelessness, low energy level, lack of concentration. You might be talking to that person and if you ask the person to repeat what you just said, no,
yeah.
He can't. He or she can't because low self esteem. Low self-esteem, and that is when sometimes the kind of upbringing has effects on your way of life. So people are brought up in a way that when they mix up with other people, they have this low self-esteem. I'm not good, I'm not beautiful, I'm not acquiring what my mates are acquiring, I'm not brilliant, so which give them low self-esteem, and other signs and symptoms will come in. Irritability, they become irritable, so snappy, and you know,
angry
and you know, mood swing. Now they are happy, the next time they are depressed, they are sad, they cannot control their mood. And the one that is paramount after all this is suicidal thoughts. It starts with suicidal thoughts. Like, okay, is it not better for me to end my life? I notice over time that if I'm having conversation with depressed adolescents or depressed young chaps, they just feel, okay, this person is doing well, why is my own life like this? My friends already have a boyfriend, nobody's even talking to me. I'm not fine, I'm not this, it's not even better. Everybody's saying I'm not measuring up to tie, I'm not doing it, so it's not better I kill myself. So they start nursing the suicidal thoughts. They nurse it, so it starts with suicidal thoughts, and sometimes some have deliberate self-harm.
Okay.
Yes, they arm themselves, like, let me arm myself to attract attention, to see if people will help them. Yes, they call it deliberate self-harm. They just injure themselves and say, okay, this life doesn't worth it. Let me inflict pain on myself. It's also rampant. So if we see someone that's undergo that, it's a cardinal sign that this person is depressed and is already nursing a suicidal thought. We have suicidal ideation. That is when they talk about ideas, okay. Is it okay? I can take sniper, I can just run into a common vehicle, I can just do this. They have suicidal ideation before they exhibit the suicide. Well, I'd like to talk about prevention, but I must say that there is no sure way to prevent depression. But one can find ways to handle stress. The major thing that causes depression is amongst adolescents stressors. Stressors can be psychological, stressors can be physical, stressors can even be biological stressors. And improve your esteem. I'd like to talk about people in 20s that are prone to this, that they should try to build their self-esteem. It works a lot. Take good care of yourself, get enough sleep. I, out of my research, I carried out. I saw people want to, okay, I want to read, I want to go to work, I want to do this, but we neglect the sleep, forgetting that they are part of the brains that rest when we sleep. So it is very, very crucial and essential for people to sleep. This is a way of preventing depression. And exercise regularly, sedentary lifestyles. People don't exercise regularly, so there are sometimes the accumulation of so many illnesses which can prone one to depression. Another thing I would like to talk about in preventing depression is reaching out to family and friends when times get hard. And that's one thing I used to tell people, is that in this life, you accept. Acceptance is a form of positive mental health behavior. Accept whatever comes your way, right? Life is not a bed of roses, neither a bed of thorns. There are some times things will be good, extremely good. You'll be proud of yourself.
Exactly.
But there are some times that things will get hard and there's nothing you can do about it. At this time, don't keep to yourself. Talk to people about it. Not making it loud, but there are some people that you can trust. Reach out to family and friends when things get hard. They can help you. There's a saying that a problem shared is half solved. Get regular medical checkup. In this part of country, we actually don't go for checkup. We just believe, okay, we are fine. Let's keep pushing. Let's keep pushing. We'll be fine. So this is one thing we should do. And if you have already been diagnosed to have depression, it's not a death sentence, neither a life sentence. You should consult a medical personnel. You can consult a counselor, because sometimes all you need is a cognitive behavioral therapy. All you need is a counsel from a counselor, and for someone that an expertise that can lead you and see you through it. And before you know it, all those overwhelming things are gone. So stick to your treatment plan if you've already been treated. If you are on medication, take as prescribed, whether you feel good or not. Don't skip therapy sessions with your healthcare personnel. Avoid alcohol and recreational drugs. This is also rampant amongst youth, and they end up having what we call mental and behavioral disorder secondary to substance abuse. They said, okay, when I feel my lecturer is on me, I'm not getting right, I just take alcohol, I take substance, and eventually they end up having a mental and behavioral disorder, which is secondary to substance abuse. To me, it doesn't even give temporary relief. Just make you feel high, and next thing you are back and gets worse, because at that time you don't have control over yourself and can do something that will become more nasty for you. So avoid alcohol and recreational drugs. It may seem like this make you feel better. No, they can actually make it harder to treat depression. You know, you are depressed, you are taking it. So it will even be harder for the medical personnel to treat you for that depression. And try ways to fight stress. I'm saying stress because this is the number one cause of depression amongst everybody, not only adolescents or young adults or adults. It is stress. So try ways to fight stress by planning yourself and your activities in a way that they won't be too overwhelming for you. Spend more time with family and friends. All work and no play. Makes precious a dull girl. It's not about work. It's not about school. It's not about what life throws at us. It's about having good quality time with your friends and family. It's about having good interpersonal relationships. It's about socializing. Socialization is very paramount in one's life. So spend time with family and friends. And don't make big life decisions on day when you are feeling down. Yes, it's good to make life decisions like, okay, in the next 5 years, I want to have achieved this. I want to be this. I want to be that. But when you know you are down, take it easy on yourself. Don't make big life decisions, because that will only make you feel more like a failure.
Oh, okay.
To make you feel more like a failure. Mm-hmm. You're already down. You are saying, by this, I should have achieved this. And something will be telling you in your inner mind that, why are you like this? You have not acquired this. You have not achieved this. You are not good. That's you are not true. Better. That's you are true. Not that. So we need to love ourselves before others can even love us. Okay, by taking good care of yourself and not taking life decision, big one. Don't take it when you are feeling down. Yeah. As I've said earlier, it's normal to feel down, but it shouldn't be exaggerated. I think this is the
Amazing. Okay, so I have I'm sure you've heard a lot from her, and you have also learned. I have personally learned a lot. In fact, I've learned more than I thought I was going to learn. Like I said, she's a registered mental health nurse, so I wasn't expecting anything less. Thank you so much, Ma. Thank you so much. So the truth is, okay.
And I would like to say something. We should be our brother's keeper.
We should be
our brother's keeper. If we observe or notice someone is not doing fine, someone is feeling gloomy, not interacting very well, let's extend hand of love to that person. Let the person tell you whatever he or she is feeling. Let's see how we can be of help. And we should never take for granted if anybody is having, if your friend is discussing suicidal ideas or thoughts to you, it shouldn't be taken with levity. You shouldn't say, who wants to die? That's not true. No. Let's communicate it to the right personnel. And I know that by so doing, by showing love, by being our brother's keeper, it will be eradicated. Let's love one another.
Thank you so much. I really love what you just ended with. Let's show love to one another, because that's very important. And one of the key things that I held on to when you were talking, Ma, is, you know, when there is life, there is hope. Even if you're going, whatever you're going through, no matter the stress that you're passing through, just know that it's a season, it's a phase, and it's always come to an end eventually. So once again, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. And I want you to prepare yourself for another exciting episode of Realities of the 20s podcast. And I'll see you again next time. My name is Precious Brown, and I'm a 20-something. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Have a nice day.